Hi there. You're about to enjoy the Chronicles of Tom and Jamie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Mann.
Hi, guys. My name's Annabelle Knight.
Hello, this is Becky Baldwin.
Hello, I'm Chesney.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 123rd edition of the Chronicles of Podcast. It is I, the bearded Brummy Jamie, and joining me, as always this week, as always, it's this handsome fella right here.
As always, that was, if anyone, everyone that missed that, it's the Scotsman Tom, and welcome back to the Chronicles of Podcast. Hello, everyone. It's been a few weeks, hasn't it? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We are back. Since I could hold my head. Oh, no, joking. Good song, though. Stayed the great. Aaron Lewis, what a legend. One of the greatest singers. I could listen to him sing all day. So I think he's a bit of a hero, in my opinion, to be honest. We're back. 3 weeks off. 3 weeks off? 2 weeks off?
Two weeks off.
There's no interview this week. Terribly sorry about that. We had a last minute drop, which it happens, people get busy and it's fine, so we totally understand, and hopefully we'll be bringing them back to your screens and your ears and everything else soon. But Jamie,
hello.
I was having a thought about Heelys, right? And I thought, is this how they were created? When you were at school, did you ever love to slide on your shoes? So you'd run and then try to slide on your shoes.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
I could never do it. I almost fell over when I tried.
Yeah, there was a couple of times where I nailed it, but then obviously the shoes would be destroyed. And obviously I found like, fucking hell, here we go again. Better go get some new shoes. Can you stop sliding them, please? And you go, of course, Mammy. What's the first thing you do? Is there a clean, slidey floor? We're in for some fun here, boys. Excuse me. Do you reckon the creative Heelys went, I know how we can fix that problem. What we'll do, bear with me, Dave, bear with me, right? So we can't mimic the rollerblade, okay? Because we'll get sued. So what we'll do is we'll take the left shoe and put one in the back, and we'll take the right shoe and put one in the front. So they can still slide, but it's some sort of weird diagonal sort of motion. And it'll take them a while to get used to it. They might have to wear a helmet and fucking knee pads at this rate with shoes on now and then. But we'll put one wheel in each and they will let them figure it out for themselves.
I thought Heelys were both in the back.
Heelys are... No, because you'd go backwards, wouldn't you? You fucking idiot.
I swear they're at the back. That's why they're called Heelys, because they're in the heel.
I thought it was one in the back. I swear they have one at the front and one in the back.
Olivia's got a pair. They're one in the back.
Oh! Oh, I'll tell you what, then. That joke's ruined. Never mind. Just edit that whole thing out. Fuck it. I tried to have a bit of a laugh. I've been away for 3 weeks, and this is what you do.
Hey, this is what you do to me on the regular, you shit, so take it.
Fucking, what was the point in that now? But seriously, though, like they clearly just went, well, we can fix this issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To be honest, as well, kids love them, because unless you're really clever, you can't tell they're wearing a pair of Heelys either. So they could just be wearing their trainers. They look like a pair of trainers. So they could just walk in, and the next thing you know, they're like, ah, see you, little fucker, and just gone.
What's the next concept? Like, fucking, they push a button, and their legs just come out of them. They start, like, walking for them, like mini stilts or something.
I thought you were going to say, like, Inspector Gadget shoes, and then they're like, the rise up really high.
Well, no, right, no, because that was his legs, wasn't it, that I did that?
Oh, maybe so it was actually,
his feet's on the floor, yeah, because, but I was thinking of, like, you know those weird robots that people have created that walk like a dog? I was thinking that those little spindly legs just come out of the shoe and just start walking for you. Have you seen those hover shoes? I swear they're bullshit.
They've got to be bullshit. There's not hover technology, is there?
Japan's just sat there going, oh.
You'll see? Good point, actually.
Yeah. Oh, hover shoe. Yeah, we have hover shoe.
How lazy have you got to be to buy a pair of shoes that walk for you?
Well, this is welcome to 2024. You know, you can order shit that appears an hour later now. You can order everything online now. It's going to get to a point, and then people are going, oh, AI is going to take all our jobs. You don't go anywhere. You don't go anywhere anyway. What I'm really fucking sick of seeing. I'm really fucking sick. Very fucking sick of seeing. Right. I'm really I've seen posts. I think they've stopped now, right? Where people would be like, you only get to pick five. And it's loads of different TV shows or loads of different bands.
Oh,
you can only pick five. Do you know what? I'm going to pick fucking 10. What are you going to do? Come around my house? Because I'm the boys around, are you? I bet you're fucking not. Oh, you can only pick three. No, I'm all right, thanks. I'm just going to pick one. How about that?
Yeah. Your hatred over the internet just trying to have a bit of fun always makes my
day. How's that a bit of fun? How's that fun?
People trying to make decisions.
Oh, I really like Blink. Okay, so, well, my chem's over here. Oh, shit, now Paramore's down here. Bollocks. Just pick them all. Who cares? Do you know what? You didn't pick Green Day, you bastard. I thought I knew you. I'll grow up. Fucking not interested. Don't care. I don't care your favourite show's Grey's a fucking Anatomy. I don't give a fuck. D's right here. Pay attention to me. D's are my favourite. I can't speak English anymore because I'm so wound up. D's are my fave five is what I'm trying to say. Listen to me. It's one letter difference. Five favourite shows right there. All right? If you don't like Buffy, you can't speak to me. Right? Oh, get over yourself.
And you know there's people that spend, like, fucking ages driving themselves mad trying to get the perfect list. Like, oh, no, I don't know, actually. Oh, maybe. Oh, should I have Green Day? No, I won't have Green Day. I'm going to have Mike M. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to make myself look like a fucking Funko Pop. Jamie Westwood.
Wait, what? When did I do that?
Fucking Funko Pop bullshit. I saw your Funko Pop shit. Don't you worry about that. Oh, I can make myself look using AI look like a Funko Pop.
Oh, I forgot about that. That
you did it. You did it.
Yeah, you're right. I did it because I like to have fun.
Yeah, because that sounds amazing.
It was to me.
Anyway, you know, the other thing I thought of was, how are people still getting fucking catfished these days? Have they not watched that show? It's been around for 15 years.
Like, you'd think, yeah.
It blows my mind now. Like, surely now, people would be caught in and out. Oh, I don't want to call you. Oh, I don't want to text you. No, I don't want to see you. But let's talk for 15 years. Like, why? Oh, I don't get it. If it was a couple of weeks, I get it. Because, but then when it starts to be like, oh, I'm currently like, I'm just away a lot. So can't really, yeah, fucking sick. Boring. But I did see something really fucking hilarious today. A guy bought a protein shake in Sainsbury's, and as he was walking out the door, he couldn't stop pouting, going, ooh, oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
At his protein shake. It was very funny. he was just looking at all the ingredients, going, oh, the macros are going to bloody love this. Oh, yeah, you know, it's only got 30 grams of protein in it. Oh, it's just what I needed for a fucking Thursday. Yeah, 30 grams. And it's vanilla flavour. My wife's going to fucking get it tonight now, I tell you. She's going to fucking have this 30 grams of protein out of my dick. it was just, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Why does someone feel the need to pout at a bottle?
I bet he was doing it as he was walking. He was getting like, yeah. And I could hear him. They're like, yeah. Protein shake.
Some people take this shit way too seriously.
Like, wait, I've got a calculator. Down. I could only eat for dinner. I had breakfast. I had a full image. It was wonderful. And then lunch, I had a little bit of lasagna, but I could only have a cube because it's got too many cats. So I could only have a cube. And for dinner, I'm having lettuce. Perfect. That's all I can have left. I've got a bit of vitamin left. So I'll have some Sunny D. Fuck it.
Sunny yeah. D. If yeah. that's where people are getting their vitamins from, Sunny D, then it seems to have some issue.
It's not even made of oranges.
I don't think anyone knows what Sunny D is actually made of, to be fair.
It's almost like fucking plutonium. They've just like dabbed a bit of orange food colouring in. It's got a sweet taste, isn't it? Plutonium.
Apparently so. I can't remember the taste of it, but apparently so.
Jamie! Hello. I've been away. How are you doing?
We have been away. I'm very well. I had a couple of things I wanted to bring up.
Oh, holy shit.
I know, right.
Whoa, calm down. Oh, careful now.
I know.
Careful now.
Oh, I was going through Facebook memories the other day. Oh. And obviously, in a couple of days' time, it's 4-year anniversary since the lockdown started. And I was wondering, how many people are going to be looking at their Facebook memories being like, I did what now? I made how much banana bread? I exercised with a man on the TV how many times this week? Like, some people are just going to blow their mind as to the shit they tried to entertain themselves with.
I think at one point I wrote something about people staring at me because I had a 24-pack of roll. Bog roll. It was one pack, but it's 24 in there. Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy time.
I love how the UK just went, we can't go anywhere. I need all the pasta and all the toilet paper I can get my hands on because I'm going to be shitting for a fucking month at this rate.
I can't do my daily dump at work anymore.
Yeah, I don't get paid for this anymore, so I'm going to fucking enjoy it. But of all the things that you want to take,
yeah,
Italian carbohydrate and a fucking shit rag. So weird. I'm going to eat a lot of pasta, so we did a lot of poo. There we go. Wasn't yeast another one that disappeared? Because
everyone was making fucking bread.
So weird. Well, I can't get bread, so I better make my own.
I better make banana bread. Apparently, everyone was making banana bread.
I can't order fucking bread off Amazon. What am I going to do? Yeah, it was insane. Man, boys, what an insane time. That's literally what's we're recording Thursday 21st.
Yeah.
So literally in 2 days' time was when it happened. Mental. That's so mental. It's 4 years ago. That's insane, man.
It sort of doesn't feel that long and also feels like longer at the same time. Weird.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about how fast time goes, and we how time just happens to be a thing that happens to keep moving, and we always go, bloody hell, we're that long ago. And you're like, yeah, 2004 was 20 years ago.
That's nuts. Absolutely. I saw a post earlier, it was like 25 years since Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. I never felt so fucking old in my life. Because I remember when that came out.
Yeah, well, no one likes that film, so it's fine.
Yes, they do. Olivia likes that film. Anyway. And the other thing I thought was the other day as well, and I just want to know if I'm on my own with this one, because I was at work and I thought, you know what, fancy a bag of crisps, went to the vending machine. Am I the only one that when it's vending your item from the vending machine, you're secretly stood there going, go on, drop another one. Go on, drop another one. You know you want to turn that little extra bit and give me a cheeky extra one. Go on, go on. Never does.
No.
No, have you never done that?
No, I always go, don't you dare get fucking stuck. Don't you even think about, you know, when it gets like the point just doesn't go far enough, and it's like dink, and then just sits there. And you're like, oh, well, never mind. You'll get two that way, Jamie, but you just paid twice.
That is very true.
But no, I rarely, if at all, use vending machines anymore because they're like £5 just to fucking use it.
They are stupid prices nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that novelty's worn off a long ass time ago. I'm amazed that fucking pudding.
No,
let's start that again. I think I was trying to say puppet, and then like I meant just like soft toys. But don't know why. It's because I've just eaten. I think I realized this pudding on the brain. You know, the claw machines. I'm amazed that's the thing because just I don't know.
People fucking love them though, don't they? I don't think I've ever won anything using one of them.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to think I was really fucking cool with the 2p machines by turning around and booting them. So I was only about 10. I thought if I booted it as hard as I could, all that copper. Oh, God, I was going to be rich, would fall out, and the alarm kept going off. So I was just like, oh, bollocks. So, yeah. No, vending machines I rarely use because it's like £3.90 for a fucking 100ml Coke now. So no, not happening. Not happening, sir.
Fair enough. But anyway, how are you, my friend?
Well, if I'm going first, Jesus. I'm absolutely fucking knackered. I think I need to find ways every single week of how to say the same thing. Because I think of every episode, I think every edition of this show, I think that the exact same answer is that. But no, just jet lag to ass. Still, I think I'm coming out the end of it now. I think I've got to the other end.
That's good.
So, which is good. But I had you stay last night.
You did.
And my beautiful rain sounds made you fall asleep immediately. Mind you, you are Jamie Westwood, so you fall asleep immediately, regardless of what's going on, and proceed to snore the room down and was like, oh, never mind then. I guess I'll stay awake a little longer. So yeah, massively appreciated. No, I'm joking. But as we know, I've just returned from the United States of America, and it was the greatest 2 weeks of my life. Jamie, I'm gutted I had to come home, if I'm really truthful.
I'm not surprised, to
absolutely
be honest.
Gutted that I had to come home. It was just the most amazing experience, most surrealist experience as well. Getting to hang out with two former guests of the show, that'd be Braden Barry and Dustin Gill, and just getting to really enjoy some wholesome American life. I got to shoot guns, and I'm not joking. Braden called me Call of Duty, and then Ben's brother, who was teaching me how to shoot, just kept shouting "America" every time I shot something. It was just very, very funny. So, because he lives in Japan, so he was over as well. And we were shooting guns. It's just very funny. It was a good time had by all. Yeah, it's just crazy, man. Shooting guns, driving. It doesn't change my opinion, and I still think they're fucking insane. You know, oh, we're safe. We keep them away. Yeah, but what if someone asks a question, turns around without thinking about it, and just blows your brains out? Yeah, well, great.
I was thinking, why are they shouting "America" and "Call of Duty" at you while you're shooting a gun? Why would they distract you?
Yeah, exactly. It was funny though. Drove SUVs, drove scooters, electric scooters, drove Braden's motorbike from his Through the Trees video.
That was cool.
Yeah, just loads of moments like that where I was like, this is the greatest time. I don't want it to end. I felt like I lived there near towards the end. Because I was always doing just getting out and doing, because I only have 2 weeks, so it's just going out and doing stuff and whatnot. So yeah, I want a massive, massive shout out to Braden. Like, thank you so much for having me. It was absolutely unbelievable. A great time was had by all. And I obviously, before I got there, I went to North Carolina. I went to Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, I went to Greensboro, North Carolina to go to AW Revolution. And that was just memories for days, like memories for life. I'm never going to forget that night. It was just great. And the guys, both sides of me, were just lush. They're like, you come from the UK? Fucking hell. So, yeah, it was so cool, man. It was just the best time. It was weird because going away, obviously I've had a lot change in my life in the past couple of months. So going away was quite cathartic. Mm. I'm not afraid to admit this. There was one night where I just burst into tears and was like, what the fuck? You know, it's just a bit like, where's this come from? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've been there. Yeah.
It's just like, well, because you don't feel sad. You don't, there's nothing going on. I'll just go to bed.
And it's probably that time. You probably had a nice day. Your mind's off things. And then it's just something like, I can decompress.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like 1:30 in the morning. It was just weird. But it felt great. So, yeah, I think it was just, it made me really appreciate a lot of people and, you know, the things that are going on. So I think it's been a long time coming, truthful.
I've heard people say before that sometimes they just have a really fucking big cry and they just feel better about everything. It wasn't, gets all those pent up emotions out.
Yeah, it wasn't massive, but it was just a bit, it was more than I've ever done in 10, 15 years.
Mm.
So yeah, it was just a bit like, oh fuck, okay, well, it's like I just, like, you just tip the jug a little bit, you know, you've got a little bit too much mouthwash in the cup, so you go, I'll put that back in. I'll put that a little bit back in, there we go. It was like a little bit like I poured out a little bit. But yeah, man, we're back and it's good to be back doing the show. How are you? How's things?
I'm very well. I'm tired because I'm always tired, like I said, or we always Sam, but I was gonna say, yeah. Who is it these days? But yeah, other than that, I'm good. My arm is very fucking sore after being tattooed today, but yeah, other than that, I'm good. What have you been up to since you got back?
Rhiannon, seeing you. We went for one random walk around Cheltenham yesterday. Yeah, sorry about that. We meant to go to my mother's to drop off some American sweets to my sisters, and it just turned out to be too late. So that's why we did that. I have been smashing WWE because I'm miles behind.
Yeah.
And other than that, mate, not a whole ass of a lot. So went for a free dinner on Tuesday night. That was really nice.
Very nice.
Met with Martin on Monday and we hung out for a bit. That was really nice. Yeah. Just getting back into the swing of it. It's weird because obviously I've been back for 3 weeks and I fucked off for two. So coming back, it felt like I just moved that day when I landed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the weirdest feeling. Got really anticlimactical in my days off. Like I was just a bit like, what? I don't know what's going on anymore. But yeah, man, not really a whole lot to report at this current point in time. So what about you?
I've been doing a few things while we've been away, mostly Rihanna, to be fair. Me and the wife went to go see Wicked for the third time, which was great.
Why a third time?
She loves it. So whenever we can, we'll go see it. It's not like a movie you could just pop on, though, is it? So it's like, you want to watch it again, you kind of got to go to the theatre. Well, it'll be a movie later this year, but at the minute, it's not. Which is great. It's great. I don't mind seeing it again. We went to a gig a couple of days ago. We went to see Judas Priest and Saxon and Uriah Heep. There was no tomato soup being handed around the crowd, I'm afraid to say. But there was old people aplenty, as you predicted. Like, but and that's just the bands, to be fair. But they were all great. They were all great. I actually think Saxon were the best band of the night, even though Judas Priest were great. I only caught the last song of Uriah Heep, but it just happened to be the one song of theirs I know, so I was quite happy with that. But no, all bands were great. But yeah, like I said, a lot of old people. At one point, I looked out into the crowd and there was an old man. He must have been in his 80s in a red cardigan, just loving life. I was like, go on, old man. I want to be that old man when I'm old. Like, just fuck it. I'm still going to be down the front for Judas Priest. I don't care because they're great.
When you when you get that old, though, your music taste could be like 100 years old, which is insane. Because you don't like anything new. You would love the old shit.
I like new music.
I wonder if, like, because obviously the stuff we used to is turn out into the classics, like the 2000s. When we get there, like, people can think we're mental for loving emo and new metal and stuff. Interesting. Probably. Yeah.
It's good. It's the idea that Limp Bizkit will one day be like old people classic rock is fucking weird.
It's weird, isn't it? It's so weird. Papa Roach, Linkin Park. Crazy.
But other than that, yesterday I went to go see the kids, which was nice, hanging around mostly with Harrison and Sam because Lena had gone to a friend's house. Spent the evening with you, which was glorious, having our big ego moment, just watching the show, pissing ourselves laughing. And then today I got 3 hours work done on my tattoo, another 2 hours, and it's finally fucking finished. I've also been working on my first big 3D print. Obviously, you see all these people that like make like big fucking projects on their 3D printers. Like, I'm going to do one. So I'm building a Star Wars droid. Because
of course you are.
Of course, man, it's me.
Of course you fucking are.
In fairness, it's a present for the father-in-law, so it's fine. But no, that's being fun and a challenge. So excited to see how that's going to end. Watching-wise, I finished Smallville. That was a bit of a slog to get through the last couple of seasons. But the last episode was really good. I actually got a bit emotional watching the last episode. I don't know why. It just, I don't know, my little geeky heart loved it. I watched and finished Reacher on Amazon Prime. That is really fucking good. I kept hearing like good things about it. I was like, let's give it a try. So it was like really good. And it's pretty quick. There's only two seasons. I think there's like 6 episodes a season. And I've now started watching American Horror Story because I've never watched it before. So I thought I'd see what it's like, see what the fuss is about. It's all right so far. But it's all that first season where they're still finding their feet. So it's like, we'll see how it goes. So far, so good. And that's pretty much everything I've been up to. Not a fat lot.
Decent. Well, there we are. Sorry, my brain just went, what are we doing again? I do apologise. I think jet lag kind of just came and just punched me straight in the face.
I'm afraid I didn't hear a single thing you said past 3D
Brit. I heard what you said. Yeah. No, past Star Wars. Oh, yeah. Of course you're making Star Wars. And then just went into fucking, that was it. That light's a bit bright over there.
Speaking of stars, I'm going to fucking stare off into them.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I can fucking see them because there's a roof in the way, but, you know. I just, a roof? Ceiling, even. That's a fucking ceiling right there. That's not a roof. Like,
a roof.
Up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
Yeah, so that's definitely a ceiling. So anyway, yeah, I it's weird because I just kind of sat here and I was listening to you. And it's like I was looking through the screen, just like, but off over there. Do you know what I mean? It was just weird. So sorry, Jamie. I never hear what you said. Smallville was shit, but you loved the ending because your geeky little heart.
Yes.
And you watched an American Horror Story, but it's still finding its feet. Yeah.
You were listening. That's okay.
Look, I was listening. It's weird. My ears were here, but the rest of me was over there. Yeah, yeah, Jamie talks a bit, doesn't it? Jesus Christ. I wonder what I'll have for dinner tomorrow. Anyway, yes. Sorry, Mr. Barry, crack on.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly. Just letting you know, got a brand new merch store out there.
Please let me say the link. Let me say the link, please.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yes, you can say the link.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So the link for the shop.
The link for the shop is www.saywecanfly.shop.
All right. Good job, Seamus. So www.saywecanfly.shop. 10% off if you use the code.
Let me say the code, please.
Okay, fine. You can say the code. If you use the code.
The code is DeChronicles.
What? No, it's not.
DeChronicles.
No, it's not. It's The Chronicles, Seamus.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Chronicles at checkout, all right? You get 10% off.
10% off.
Yes, yes, they know. They know, Seamus. Okay.
I'm just trying to help, all right?
Visit www.saywecanfly.shop and use code THECHRONICLES for 10% off your order. Available at participating Say We Can Fly restaurants and web stores. Some restrictions may apply, but probably not.
I bet you've been fucking gagging for this, haven't you?
Oh, I have.
He's here to treat us again. It's time for Callum's Treachings.
Do you want to know something? Callum will be able to tell you in Callum's Treachings.
It's cereal soup.
Ooh.
Hello. This week's Treachings come from the set of my own podcast, That Gym Couple Podcast, that I host with my partner, Lucy, where we discuss all things gyms, fitness, gym anxiety, and a bunch of other stuff in between. If you do have the opportunity to come and check us out at That Gym Couple Podcast on Spotify and YouTube, we'd very much appreciate it.
Come on then, Jamie. You've got them. Do you want to dish them out?
Oh, come on. Let's dish up a serving.
Your favourites. Favourite? Because you said serving, and my brain just went, say serving again. your favourite segment of the week. What is Callum treating us this week?
Two eggs is not enough food, but three eggs always seems like a little bit too much.
I feel like he cooked too much breakfast this morning when he recorded this.
Yeah, probably. Oh, bloody hell. You know what? I'm starving after two. I'll have three. Gets halfway through. Oh, I can't fucking finish that. Jesus Christ. I've had enough of that shit. I've had enough. Yeah, it's really weird because they're so good for you, but and then they don't fill you up at all.
So I can't really join in this conversation because I can't fucking stand eggs. They are not for me.
Why?
They just, no, do not like the taste.
Oh, because they come from a chicken's vagina.
I don't give a fuck where they come from. They're just not nice.
They come from a vagina, so I don't want to eat them. That's a baby, that is. I love lamb, though, but I won't eat eggs because that's a baby chick. Lambs, though, I'll fucking destroy them, but that's a baby chick right
fucking
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is chicken? It's a chicken.
My dad fucking messaged me a couple of days ago, and he was like, what do you think of lamb, son? I went, no, Dad, don't eat children.
Not unless they haven't been fertilised, and then I'll have them.
My brain just went, who's a child serial killer? But I couldn't think of one fast enough. So, like, I'm not fucking this person.
Insert child serial killer.
Yeah, insert child serial. Here he is right here. Look at him. Here he is on screen.
You're not going to have to put one up now and I'll do the edit. Just
yeah, exactly. That's why I did it. That's why I did it. But no, that's literally all I ate at Brady's was eggs.
Fair enough.
That's literally all I ate. It was great. We had a lot of meat, but I mean, breakfast-wise, we just ate eggs. It was great. So, getting a pump on. So
eating eggs and getting a pump on. Why spend a holiday?
If you didn't know what I was talking about in context, it sounded a lot like gay sex.
It did a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
We ate eggs, ate loads of meat, and got a pump on. Brent, you finish that steak, let's get a pump on right now. We've already pumped today, I don't care. I need a fucking other one, all right?
I'm going to stare at you like you're a bottle of... Oh, fuck, I forgot what it's called. Ah! The guy coming out of Sainsbury's. What is it?
The guy coming out of Sainsbury's.
We talked about at the start of the show. My mind has gone blank as
the Oh, the dude with the protein shake.
Protein shake, that was it. I'm going to stare at you like a bottle of protein shake. That joke's ruined because I fucking forgot the word.
Never mind. Listen, it happens. It happens. We fuck things up all the time, so it's all good. I thought you were going to say Pepto-Bismol. I did see Pepto-Bismol when I was over there, and I was like, that's very pink.
It
Why
is
do
very
they
pink.
Drink this? Why do they drink this shit?
I got that spat over my head by former guest AC Slade when I was like 16 years old.
Oh.
No,
nice.
There we are.
But yeah, eggs are incredible. Yum, yum, yum. But I just, yeah, just, the way the yolk runs all over the toast. Oh, Jesus Christ. You are missing out. Although, again, being in the States, how'd you like your eggs? Over easy, sunny side up. And I was like, cooked? Like, fried? That'd be great. As long as I can eat them, I don't give a shit.
I only found out what that meant like last year. Because I don't
eat them. So it's upside down, isn't it? They turn them upside down to cook the yolk bit as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then over easy is I don't know or care. So
I think it's just the opposite. You only do the bottom.
Oh. Well, how's that? I don't fucking know. I don't get it. So I eat them and we get on with it. Anyway, what else is Camp Creatures this week?
Joggers and sweatpants were made for physical activity, but wearing them in public seems lazy.
Yeah, he's so right. He's so right. Where has this fad come from where everyone wears gym gear out now?
I cannot. I've got joggers that I used to wear to the gym or I wear for lounge around the house. I will not wear them outside.
Yeah, 100%.
That is not what they're designed for.
That's a relaxing clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to wear relaxing clothes outside, but people wear these fucking, what are they called? Not leotards. brain just does not work today. Fucking hell. Like the gym leggings. Leggings is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Oh, everyone wears them now. And you're like, but you...
You're going wanna... shopping, look. Why are you wearing
them? Yeah,
leggings?
I don't want to ask the question. It's like that, but it's like, then it's like, you turn to those people that go, oh, what are you wearing a Metallica shirt for? Name me five songs.
Oh no!
So I'm wondering if I should go to people now in gym gear and go, "All right, name me five lifts.
Name me five muscles that you worked this morning.
What workouts do you do? In what order? Do you know what a lunge is?
Do you know what a fucking Gymshark is? I bet you don't. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you doing a burpee? Yep. Sorry about that. No, that's not. Give me 50 star jumps now while you're here.
Prove it. Prove you go to the gym. Yeah.
Make use of what you're wearing. Drop down, give me 50. I can't even do fucking five, let alone 50.
Just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be blowing out my fucking ass. Who says that as well? Blowing out your ass.
Yeah, that's as a if you're like, expression, yeah.
You know, you go, oh, God. Oh, wait, I'm doing it wrong, sorry. That's better.
I'm fucking knackered, me.
Yeah. I love that your ass is in shot. Fantastic.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't understand. And this is what I mean by I think people got their fucking dressing gowns now.
Yep.
Like we're becoming a really lazy nation.
So I used to see people go into the shops in their dressing gowns back when I worked at Sainsbury's in Cheltenham. It's not a new thing for some reason.
Oh.
You think society would grow out of it by now, but unfortunately, no, it's still happening.
I'm waiting for someone to come in with full pipe and slippers. That'd be unreal.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
And they carried their massive armchair around with them. Yeah. Oh, a bit tired. I'm just going to pump in it here and there. Yeah. Pipe going. Dog sat on floor. Bring me paper.
I'm just sitting at the till while my dog goes and gets the paper for me.
Oh, the world today! The world today! Bloody hell, kids again! Kids again! The war going on, you know. Sorry, when we talk about eggs, no, we're talking about joggers.
That was the last one. We're on joggers and exercise clothes.
Christ, in my brain. Jamie, am I asleep?
Possibly. To be fair, possibly.
I'll probably wake up in a minute, like, oh, show.
As long as you're not looking for it rough, you're all right.
Yeah, Jamie's talking again. I wonder if I did it tomorrow. Oh, yeah. And finally, we've been whinging about a lot of stuff today. I thought we
had
a few weeks. I've been whinging about a lot of stuff. I thought it would be like a really good, fun, healthy, good show. But no, it's like, bloody this, bloody that, fucking hell, we're all going to die. And finally, Jamie, what else is Callum teaching us this week?
Hitting a bong is using all four elements at once.
Solid. Gas.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Water's liquid.
You put water in there for the bong. Fire.
Oh.
You're breathing on it, air.
Water, oh, yeah.
I'm missing one.
Gas, then.
Air, it fire has... to light it. Fuck, he's right.
Whoa, that's nuts. That's kind of, I mean, for how knackered we both are, that's not a treat that we need right now.
I was more thrown off by the fact that Callum was referencing a bong. I just didn't expect it.
Jesus Christ. I mean, fuck. Yeah. What'd you say to that?
You can't add to that. He's absolutely right. And I've never thought about it like that.
Would that fuck with Captain Planet?
Oh, maybe.
Because it's from the Earth.
Oh, shit, yeah, we didn't even mention water. That. Marijuana from the Earth. Fuck, yeah, yeah, there's another one. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't think of that one.
So Earth, winter is technically, like, that you use to inhale water.
Yeah.
Is there any heart in there?
I was literally about to say heart. That's probably just because you fucking love everyone where you're high as tits.
Yeah. There you go. Done.
There you go. We found it. It works.
Captain Planet's fucking weakness. It can't sort it out because it's actually, like, really good for diseases and shit. So he's like, I need to save you, but can I save you from this? Because that's actually really good for you in a way. Apart from the paranoia side of things and the mental side of it, like, that's actually great. Give me a hit. Just catch a pilot off his fucking tits. That should be a recommendation for Jim, you know, for the painter guy. Captain Planet, yes. doing weed. Yeah.
Oh,
copyright Chronicles podcast.
Absolutely. We'll get him on the show and give him a live suggestion.
That would be fucking amazing. Just imagine that Captain Planet's just like, and you saved the air, but first, doobie. Oh, yeah. So good. So fucking good, man. Like, totally. Like, why do we even have a fucking heart anyway? It's bullshit. It's not even an element. Like, what's that for? Is that because they just need to put some rando kid in for no reason whatsoever? Totally, bro. Totally. Yeah, gotta save the earth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. Totally. Should we go surfing later, dude? Maybe get our skates on or something?
That's just how he deals with all the villains. He just gets them to smoke a bong with him and just talk it all out. Sort all the problems
bro,
out.
No, let's not fight, bro. Totally. Come smoke a reefer with me, man. Be great. We'll have the best time of our lives.
Me, you, and the kids will just sit in a circle and get high and talk things out, man. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Afro Man's going to be there. Matt Riddle's going to be there. RVD's going to be there. We're going to have the time of our life, man. Snoop Dogg is leading it tonight. It's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah, when I'm off camera, man, I swear to shit. Yeah, totally.
Well, I didn't think we'd be turning Captain Planet into a stoner this week, but there we go.
I love the idea that Afro Man... Every time he talks, he only says things to say then because I got high afterwards. Do you know what I mean? He was like, oh man, I gotta throw these divorce papers because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
Like, I'd love the idea that that's just his life. Fucking amazing.
Everybody's.
Yeah, it'd be great. Conversation with him are fucking long.
I can imagine so, yes.
Well, that was another edition of Callum's Treachings. Callum, thank you so much for being an absolute legend, as always. We massively appreciate. Massively appreciate. What were you going to say, Jamie?
I just said as always.
Oh, okay. The way you sat, you went...
I was mouthing as always. That was.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my apologies. But I've now got to follow this shit.
You do.
It's time for Tom's Journal. And welcome to another edition of Tom's Journal. Jamie, dinosaurs, your favourite subject, literally got taken out on the same planet we walk on today, and people still think we're invincible. Look, mate, you're not better than a Stegosaurus.
That's so weird to think that it is the exact same planet dinosaurs were on. It's so weird to think.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, interviewer, you have a 3-year gap on your resume that just says vengeance? Me. Interviewer, me. You don't remember me, do you?
It's not where I saw that going. That's fucking great.
Oh, this I thought was superb. Do you remember like the baby on board stickers with like kids on board, like the cars? This sticker is adults on board because we're not really keen on being crashed into either.
I have never understood this about those baby on board ones. Like, you're going to make sure you don't hit it just because there's a baby on board. How about just don't try and hit the car anyway? Never understood that.
I don't know. I don't know. It's absolutely insane. But Jamie, my 3-year-old refuses to put on her socks because she thinks a triceratops on them will eat her feet, which is really dumb because it's not a meat eater. Two dinosaur references for you today. That's
I know,
two
dinosaurs. Loving this.
Yeah, having the time of your fucking life over there. I wonder what happened to it. I wonder what happened. Dude, my mood has so many swings. It's a fucking park now. Do you remember Barbenheimer?
Yes.
Move over. Paramount Plus and Peacock are reportedly in talks to merge into a single streaming service. Hey, baby. I'm going to make some dinner. Then we can settle in to check out what's on Mount Cock Plus. Oh, superb. So good.
If they don't name it now, that now I'm going to be really disappointed. Mount Cock.
I have a feeling this is you and Becky.
Okay.
Wife, I'm going in the shower. Husband, okay. Wife, please keep the child out of the bathroom. Husband, yeah, no worries. Wife, please. Husband, I said okay, right? I'm capable of stopping a toddler from bursting into the bathroom, you know. Toddler burst into the bathroom. Yeah, I couldn't stop him.
It's so fucking... I was about to say, this is an impossible mission. Because they'll just say they're going to do something else, but they're really, they're bursting in the fucking bathroom.
Why?
I don't know. Kids are weird.
Look, love, daddy's taking a shit, okay? I'm not going to clean it up, but I just want to let you know that I'm having a shit right now. So please, can you leave daddy alone? It's daddy time.
It's every morning. I'm like, kid, I'm just trying to have my morning poo. Can you give me some peace? She's like, no. And just sits on the floor talking to me. I'm like, just woke up, kid. Go away.
And this is why I don't have
children. Oh, I've kind of missed that song.
Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird. I'll only fly away. A bird. Oh, you've got me there. Nelly. I don't know where my soul is. A bird, pardon?
Oh, that's so fucking dumb.
It is. This gets better, though. This gets better. Please don't join in.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for eels. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I am several fish and not a guy.
Two things. One, asking me to not do ooh in Miss Jackson is just criminal. That was really mean. And two, that was so fucking stupid.
The reason why I don't want you to sing along is because Zoom has a delay. So if I start doing something, you're going to sing ooh over a bit that's very important to listen to and ruin the joke.
Okay, fair enough.
This is exactly why I don't ask you to sing along. As much as I love you, and I totally get it, because normally I would enjoy a sing-along with Jamie, but yes, because of the delay, it fucks everything, so we can't.
No, stupid.
Okay,
sing.
So if that's why if you sing, I don't join in.
Fair.
You know, because I'm thinking, he might be on something here. I wonder what I'll have for dinner. Anyway. Me. I'm going to make one of those diagrams that uses circles. Dracula, Venn. Oh, me, probably tomorrow.
That's not even scraping the barrel. That's removing the bottom of the barrel completely.
Are they for the laughs by any chance? I hope you didn't release those.
You can tell we were watching clips yesterday.
Wife, your jeans are ruined. You filled them with cheese before putting them in the dryer again, didn't you? Me whispering, hot pockets.
Just connected all the stupidest entries you possibly could this week. No, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a couple more. Anybody else's household totally forget they have a toasting machine? And then when they remember about it, they have toasties left, right and centre for about 2 weeks.
I fucking love my toasting machine. Oh, staple of the household.
Of course you do.
I fucking love toasties.
I'm going to end on this because I think it's fantastic. All right.
Okay.
Massive shout out to Ben from Envisions, who had this absolutely superb status on his Instagram. We interviewed Ben, the lead singer of Envisions at Bloodstock last year. Mm-hmm. Found my first grey pubic hair today. Normally, this wouldn't bother me, but it's in my Big Mac.
Oh, no.
And that was another edition of Tom's Journal.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I know McDonald's workers have been fired for jizzing in their fucking food, but Jesus, that takes a whole new fucking level. That was... I wonder if the guy left there was like, shit, wrong person. It's meant to go to her. It's my leave. That's my gift. You want a silver fox? And I look at a silver cock. Sorry.
Oh, wonderful as always. It's great to be back. Oh.
It's about getting into schools and talking to young people because, you know, I know that people can change. And it's about talking to people and getting them to understand and perhaps step back from violence and prejudice and whatever. And we just need to work together and keep on the good fight there.
Absolutely. Hey there, guys. We are ecstatically happy to announce that we are associated with the Sophie Lancaster Foundation.
The times are changing, and with the unfortunate death of Sophie, those changes have made a massive impact for the future. If Sophie was with us still today, I can guarantee what you are doing will still be reaching so many lives of young teenagers, young adults, and those who wish to be as different as possible. So thank you very much.
To find out more about this incredible foundation and all the work they do, and more importantly, how you can help, head on over to www.sophielancasterfoundation.com.
Mr. Stevens.
Jamie!
So do its participation time.
Participate, bitch. Participate, bitch. Participate, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to participate in Jamie's participation challenge.
I picked up a penguin, sorry. Pick up a penguin. They're great. I bet it's the same person that fucking both adverts.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Terry the Tiger appears. Oh, it's fucking freezing up here. Why am I here? What do you mean I'm going to pick up a penguin? Are you joking? I'm picking up a penguin. It's freezing. Tony, why are you here? No idea. Sorry. I don't know.
Anyway, this week I said, let's have some fun with a bizarre bit of self-reflection. So this week we ask, if Steve Irwin was showing you off as part of his show, what fun facts is he telling the audience about you and your habitat?
Seeing a bald ginger, probably go, the fuck is that, mate? What the fuck is that? Can anyone tell me what that is? It's fucking disgusting is what that is. Jesus Christ. I don't, you know, I can't even look at it. It's absolutely throwing me off. It's disgusting. And I think we should move on because that nobody in their right mind needs to see that. All right? That's what you'd say. Can we just kill it? Can we burn it? Just fucking set fire to it. Just fire it. Just fucking burn it, mate. That's disgusting.
Steve Irwin wouldn't have killed anything. Come on.
They got him first. Sorry.
But whenever I think of Steve Irwin, I always think of it as South Park. And I'm going to get my fam and ram it right up his bumhole.
I've got to be careful. So what I'm going to do is sneak up on it and jam my thumb in its butthole.
I wonder if the crocodiles got so sick of being caught by him that they spoke to the stingrays about it and they were like, we got you, mate, don't worry. We fucking got him. We'll get him.
Let's get some audience answers, shall
yes,
we?
Before I get murdered and kicked off. Yeah.
Oh, former guest Jamie Martin says, last of his kind, one of a kind, and a bit loud. There. I should hope so for a singy, shouty emo man anyway. Ruby Goodwin, useless thing, doesn't do a lot, probably inbred. From Norwich, so yeah, it makes sense. Grey of what? His body is 40% bread despite gluten intolerance.
Nice. That's really, that's great. Massive shout out. That's fucking great, that is.
Oh. Gemma Williams, solitary, always ill and sleeps most of the time. Which is fair, considering she's still suffering with long COVID, bless her. Oh. Jojo's so crafty. This animal tends to have a very bad memory loss, and in its old age, sounds like a whoopee cushion. Please stand back and don't feed her after midnight. No, she won't multiply, but she will have a bad case of IBS. Lovely.
Yummy.
Oh, this really made me chuckle. Again, a former guest, Adam Sedgwick from Tribe of Ghost. Usually you'll find them in bundled up in a darkened room with a lot of weird noises appearing, but a frequent change of pace happens where they turn feral and throw themselves at anything and anyone. These feral periods do cause injury to their equipment and themselves, but it's all in good fun. Perfect answer. Emma Wharton, warning, may throat punch. Intolerance to most things should have been from Australia, as dangerous as a cassowary? As tired as a sloth and marks her territory with a bin of piss pads if you smell farts, run, it will hit you like a dead skunk on a hot road. Feed with ice cream, chicken or chocolate to make it tame.
I say yummy.
Richie Rich, nice and simple, farts a lot, keep away.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Like it. Joe Smith. This one can crap once a week and can eat an entire pack of biscuits at 3 a.m. without lifting its head off the pillow.
I love how you gave it the Australian accent after the first one.
Yeah, it was hard to do. I thought I'd bring him out for that one. Kim Ashton. Be aware. Unpredictable explosions of expletives. Venomous when provoked. Calm when cuddled. Treated with respect, and it's quite funny to be with. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, Leanne Victoria, friendly but judgy.
Oh, okay.
Mally Malpass, this really made me laugh. It's there somewhere, probably having a meltdown. Oh, look, there it is. It's in a dress.
Oh, Mally, we love you so much.
Amy Mousy, putting on my best Attenborough voice for this one. The Amy has the remarkable ability to nap almost anywhere and create a comfy nest out of seemingly nothing. The Amy usually has a cheerful and friendly temperament, but can sometimes become vicious if deprived of sleep and snacks. I like it. Snacks is the easiest thing to cheer up most people, it seems.
Yeah, 100%.
It's time for Darren Stevens. I love the fact your face just does that every time your dad's name is brought up in this. My sloth-like existence in being a northerner and where everything is dull and slow, I guess the noises I make, the penchant, I don't know how to pronounce that word, for coal and living underground. Oh, and I can produce and throw massive poo due to cardboard and grit I eat as I can't afford nout.
Oh.
Fucking brilliant. Oh, right. Last one, but not least, is Mr. Ryan Williams. We've had some fun with these ones, and I'll be honest, Ryan's really, really did make me sad, but I'm going to include it because we fucking love Ryan, and I want everyone to send as much love in Ryan's way as possible.
Well, he's been here since day one, hasn't he? So
he has been with us since day one. He's been with us since bar fight days, and we love Mr. Ryan Williams.
Day one, yeah.
So Mr. Ryan Williams says, "Crikey, it's the grieving Stonerus Maximus. This once proud and joyous creature is now in constant state of melancholy. Due to the loss of his awesome autistic daughter, his habits used to consist of taking his daughter to different activities, including the claw machine, Mario Kart, Golfland, going to Great America. He's always joyous and because he always did things that made his daughter happy. For a little over 2 months now, with his joy, dreams and hope destroyed, this creature has lost the ability to do anything other than basic motions to get by. All he does now is work, smoke weed, sleep, eat, watch old videos of his daughter. But thankfully, he hasn't gone back to the bottle. Will he ever be able to find peace to move forward? Only time will tell." I'm so fucking sorry, Ryan. I can't imagine going through what he's going through at the minute. But he did say in there, he hasn't gone back to the bottle. So find the plus in that and keep working. And you won't go back there, my friend. We all believe in you. Yeah. I never know what to say because I just feel so fucking sorry for him.
We love you, Ryan.
We love you, Ryan. We love you a lot, my friend. But yeah, that's it for this week.
But if you enjoy Jamie's participation challenge, Tom's journal, Callum's teachings, the A, and the interviews that we have, then you enjoy the other 122 editions of the Chronicles of Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. It'd be Spotify, Google, Apple, and all that good stuff. You can find us on all social media at TCO Pod or the Chronicles of Podcast. Either way, you'll find us, or definitely come and subscribe to our YouTube at the Chronicles of Podcast. That'd be great. Hit the bell to get notified when new videos are released and comment to your heart's content. Hopefully, you've all enjoyed the clips that Jamie's been smashing out on the daily. They are glorious and made us reminisce a bit yesterday when we were together about how watching back some shows and just the good times. And so hopefully if you've laughed with us, watched us, cried with us, whatever you've done with us, we appreciate every single one of you. So thank you very much.
Before we get out of here, let's say a massive thank you to a few of our friends. First off, every single piece of music you hear on this show is brought to you by the wonderful Mr. Matt Roberts. Go check him out on all social medias at Matt Roberts Music. Tell him we sent you and keep your eyes and ears peeled for brand new music, which hopefully is coming very soon. And of course, we have to say a massive thank you to Mr. Braden Barry and his SayWeCanFly.shop. Head on over to SayWeCanFly.shop, see what you like the look of, add it to your basket, and then enter that discount code, The Chronicles, and get yourself 10% off your order. And of course, last but not least, we have to say a massive thank you to the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. They are stamping out prejudice, hatred, and intolerance everywhere. You all know what this charity means to us. It means the absolute world. So do what you can, show your love and support. Head on over to sophielancasterfoundation.com, familiarize yourself with Sophie's story, share that story with the world if they're unfamiliar, and do what you can to make sure that people in the alternative subculture are never treated differently but just wanting to be themselves. And last but not least, massive thank you to this handsome bastard that I've missed absolutely loads these past couple of weeks.
Shut the fuck up. Oh. Shut that front door, as they keep saying. It's all downstairs. I don't know why you shut it, because I shut my bedroom one as well, but there we are. Another great episode of The Bag. It's great to be back. We are happy to be here, as always. Happy to be back with everybody. We've missed you all. Great, grand, and we hope you enjoyed this episode, or edition, or whatever we call it. But as for this week, we're going to see you all next week for the Chronicles of William Rockwell.
Goodbye, everybody.